This is Arizona Edition on KAWC. I'm Lou Gumm. Thanks for joining us. My guest today is Justin Farron. He's the Vice President of Strategy and Ambulatory Operations at Yuma Regional Medical Center. Access to care, affordability, and behavioral health options are challenges for the healthcare infrastructure of Yuma County. They were challenges before the pandemic and continue to be now. Today, we'll speak with Justin about some of the new operations and plans that YRMC has in the works for the coming year and beyond. Justin, thank you so much for coming in.
Yes, thank you, Lou.
Can we talk first about your position? You're the Vice President of Strategy and Ambulatory Operations. What does that mean?
Yeah, so my primary function is to help the organization in all the services that we render outside of the hospital itself. So it doesn't include, you know, the surgeries that we might perform, nor the inpatient operations. My focus is really on making sure that the community has access to medical services and other services that they can, you know, they can walk into and walk out of within the same day versus having to, you know, stay overnight. And also, my role is also focused on making sure that we're looking into the future and that we're planning for some of the gaps in care that our patients experience and then recommending some of the ways in which we can fill those gaps. There's a lot of, you know, information that we draw from. There's a lot of both the kind of demographic data and understanding, you know, what are those services that patients have to leave the community for that really inform our decisions. But ultimately, the actual decision comes down to what's best for our patients, what's best for our community, how can we fulfill our not-for-profit mission of making sure that we're improving the health and well-being of the community that we serve.
Can you talk a little bit about how you go about that? What voices do you want to make sure to include as you look at all of those issues?
Absolutely. Some of the voices, the first and probably the most primary voice that we listen to is that of our patients. We engage with patients at an individual level and also at a group level. I can remember, you know, several years ago, and really just on an ongoing basis, we're invited to public forums or community forums, Rotary clubs, and other, you know, community organizations to just get that feedback from our citizens around, you know, what are the areas that we can improve on. One of the areas that we've put a lot of attention and energy on over the last several years has been improving our emergency department, and we've made great strides there. So the patient voice and the community voice is one that's probably the most important. But then we also have a lot of information and data that we use and analyze to gauge, you know, how is our population kind of changing? How do they make healthcare decisions? And then how can we, again, best fill that need? So we do crunch a lot of numbers and understand what the data is telling us as well.
Outside of those policies that you're coming up with and the planning and the crunching of numbers, what are the values you think that inform the hospital's push toward this expansion of service?
Yeah, the primary value that we espouse, I mean, it's actually on the wall of our administrative building is that the patients come first. That is our primary value as an organization. And so, you know, all of the governance decisions, you know, we have a wonderful volunteer board who's dedicated to ensuring that our patients' needs are met. And so when it boils down to some of the hard decisions, it always comes back to what's going to be best for our patients, what's going to be best for the communities that we serve. Because, you know, when we look at our the broader community that we serve, it is Yuma as a city, it's Foothills, it's South County, San Luis, Summerton, Gadsden, Welton, and really looking at, you know, our broader footprint. That's what we define as our community.
We're coming out of a campaign season, and I spoke to a lot of candidates in the last several months. Access to care, affordability, access to specialists were three of the things that they mentioned that they'd been hearing a lot across the state of Arizona. All of that came up from almost all of them. Does the hospital have a top three?
Yeah, so those really do hit our top three. When we when we most recently completed our community health needs assessment, access to care was at the top of that list. And just to give you a reference point, a few years ago, every year we survey or we canvass the respective medical offices to find out how long does it take to get in to see a physician, and specifically for primary care. A few years ago, on average, it was 41 days in order to get a first available appointment for a new patient coming into the community. Because of a lot of those, top three responses that we've received from, from the community voices, we've been able to shrink that from 41 days down to 14 as a community. Now, 14 isn't where we want to be. Ultimately, all of our efforts that we're continuing to pursue on that journey of improving access to healthcare services, we really want that accessibility to be either be same day or, essentially when the need occurs, we want there to be an access point for that patient, whether it be face-to-face with their medical provider, whether it be virtual. There's actually a lot of strategies that we're employing to make sure that when a patient has a need, that they're able to meet that.
My guest is Justin Farron. He's the Vice President of Strategy and Ambulatory Operations at Yuma Regional Medical Center. Let's get into some of the specifics. Access to care, this is, of course, physical space is a consideration to set up a center. There's also finding the right personnel to staff that care. So talk a little bit about access to care.
Yeah, so a couple of things that we're doing to improve access to care. One is recruiting medical professionals and other clinical professionals into the community that have that expertise, that have that background. And really, we're recruiting top-notch medical professionals into this community to complement the already existing high-quality physicians that already are in the community.
Can I stop you there and ask you, what's the sell point when you're recruiting, when you're talking to potential physicians to come to this community? What's your big sell point?
To be honest, the number one sell point is the the community itself. Yeah. Many of the physicians who might have, gone to residency in the big city, or have colleagues that that choose the lifestyle of a more urban population. When we talk with our physicians, we're recruiting them not just to the organization but to the community itself. So we really put in a lot of effort to make sure that, they're connected with, understanding the quality of our schools and just the overall community feel and values. For many, it's raising a family. For others, it's not having the long commutes. And so there's so many things that that this community attracts, these medical professionals to. So that is actually the number one selling point. But so one of the things, aside from, again, recruiting in additional medical professionals, is finding opportunities to construct, medical office buildings that can actually be more accessible to patients. So right now, we're very excited to announce that we're developing a health campus at our Foothills property, which is on the South Frontage Road in between the Fry's and the existing Yuma Regional Medical Center primary care Foothills campus. It's the walk-in clinic right south of I-8. And that Foothills campus will be the first phase of it, will be a medical office building that will include family medicine, pediatrics, OBGYN, clinic services. But then also we're developing, as part of that medical office building, a freestanding emergency department for the patients that live in our Foothills and East County communities to be able to go to because they're oftentimes, emergency situations, time matters. And right. So by shrinking that time, we know that we're going to save lives and improve health outcomes.
And I'm guessing when you had interactions with residents, that this was something that they really wanted, this Foothills presence.
For years, I remember attending large community forums and getting the question, what is Yuma Regional going to do to expand services out in the foothills? And so we want all of those community members to know that we've heard you and we're responding to that. Just another point of reference, the current walk-in clinic that we have in the foothills, we only opened it about 18 months ago,
right.
And on an annual basis, we see 20,000 patient visits. So we just have seen such an overwhelmingly positive response that it really accelerated our plans. We've always had plans to expand services there, but that really accelerated our plans. And so we're going to be breaking ground as soon as this spring. And then it'll take, obviously, quite a while to finish the construction.
Yeah, so this isn't just this is something we're planning. There's actually a break ground date set.
Absolutely,
this.
Yep. Yeah. So we're looking to break ground late in the spring in 2021, and then construction will take about a year. So we're looking at the beginning of 2022 or the spring of 2022 to actually open up the doors of this new medical facility.
You mentioned sort of the challenge of getting physicians into the region and the recruitment for that. What about the other staff that will be necessary for a center like this in the foothills and other expansion?
Yes, so we're going to need in addition to the medical professionals, the imaging technologists and the laboratory staff and the medical assistants and nurses. And I mean, there's really, you know, healthcare is a team sport. And so so our efforts to grow into the foothills community includes our recruitment efforts to both train within our given programs that actually exist within the community, or to recruit that full team in from outside the community in some certain circumstances.
All right, my guest is Justin Farron. He's the Vice President of Strategy and Ambulatory Operations at Yuma Regional Medical Center. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Arizona Edition on KAWC. I'm Lou Gum. My guest today is Justin Farron. He's the Vice President of Strategy and Ambulatory Operations at Yuma Regional Medical Center. We're talking about expansion of services by the hospital in Yuma County. We talked a little bit before the break about the Foothills Center. What are the other geographic areas in the county that you've identified as places that you'd like to increase care or increase access?
Yeah, so there's still, even within Yuma proper, when we look at our physician to population ratio, we're still underserved. And then South County, so the Somerton, San Luis, Gadsden communities, again, there's been a tremendous amount of effort put in by several organizations to improve access to care, and we really depend on those care partners. But we also view that that we have an opportunity to contribute to expanding our services to South County as well. So really Yuma proper, East County, South County, all of them are part of our broader efforts to improve access to more of the outpatient services versus the inpatient services that we offer.
I know I've had interviews in the past with the hospital about a push toward virtual care, and certainly COVID has made
really
virtual
accelerated
care.
That, absolutely.
Yeah, talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, over the last several months, virtual care has actually turned into one of the most utilized parts of our outpatient services. So we now offer virtual care via phone and via kind of video conferencing with a medical provider, and it accounts for 27% of all of our outpatient visits. So it's definitely been increasing in adoption from patients. They're feeling more comfortable with it, especially those that are maybe a little bit more reluctant to come into the office itself. In general, delaying care leads to outcomes that might not be favorable. So we want to make sure that, you know, if patients are a little nervous, to please, allow us to connect with them virtually or find other options so that they can at least get their medical concern addressed.
Is virtual care, is it a pandemic-specific thing, or will it be with us from now on, do you think?
In my opinion, it'll be with us, into the future. The pandemic has accelerated its adoption. It's not new. Virtual care isn't necessarily new. It just hasn't been widely adopted or accepted, neither by patients nor by healthcare organizations, because it has just been viewed as something that wasn't as effective. But boy, we're really seeing it be a really important part of how patients are receiving care.
Is virtual care useful in behavioral health?
Actually, we have a behavioral health clinic with five providers that almost exclusively are offering virtual care visits, and it's not just useful; it's critical to really extend the ability for one behavioral health provider to even touch more patients and serve more of our community. So we are looking to expand that even further.
Yeah, I ask that because I know behavioral health is one of the needs that YRMC's identified in the community.
It is. We're very underserved when it comes to behavioral health services, and so the efforts that we've made over the last several years to increase the number of providers is necessary but insufficient. So we're really committed to improving the access of behavioral health services on the outpatient side, and then even looking into the future of possibly offering it on more acute settings.
You talked a little bit about staffing in terms of recruiting people to come to our region. Are you satisfied? Is the hospital overall satisfied with the infrastructure of healthcare education in the community?
So, one of our biggest efforts to improve that medical education is our family medicine residency program. We have taken a big step in improving medical education and really offering not just our graduate medical education for family medicine residents, but we have residents of all different specialties connected with all sorts of institutions to become a rotation site, to become a fellowship site. So that is definitely an area that we've identified to grow and increase because it does two things. One is it elevates kind of the level of acute, not competence, but really just it just raises the level when you have a training programs where you're actually a part of molding the minds that are going to provide medical care in the future. But then the second is that it exposes Yuma as a community to these young medical professionals that hopefully we want to come to Yuma and offer services here to our community.
What about imaging, lab techs, nurses? We know nursing is one of the most popular programs at NAU and AWC.
Yes, so we highly depend on those nursing programs, and to be honest, if those could expand even further, we would encourage that, and we really we find that there will be shortages not just in the medical professions, but also in nursing, and in some of those other pharmacy, radiology. Technologists. These are all very, very important roles in making sure that patients get all of the care that they need, because a patient's care doesn't just get delivered by one professional. It really does require that team.
We talked a little bit about what's coming in the immediate. What's the big dream, or as the president of Arizona Western College always calls it, the big, hairy, audacious goal? What is that? When you think about what the hospital looks way out into the future.
Yeah, so the big goal is to deliver an integrated healthcare delivery system. So integrated care is care that's coordinated, that is connected for our patients. Problems happen when there are gaps in care, when the patient is left with receiving some of the care that they need, but not really getting the full cadre of services. And so the big goal, the big vision, is really to deliver that integrated model, and that's really what's driven our efforts to improve our medical services, to expand into clinics. A lot of the growth that Yuma Regional has been pursuing has been not just thinking of itself as a hospital, but really thinking of itself as a health system. The investments that we've made in our electronic medical record, And that is oftentimes underemphasized. But when a patient comes to, let's say, an urgent care in the foothills, but then needs to have follow-up care with a specialist in town, that underlying electronic medical record infrastructure allows a patient to, or allows the specialist in the follow-ups to see what took place when they arrived out at Foothills location or a location in San Luis, and that really ties the patient's story together, so it allows the professionals to really provide the highest quality care.
We've got about a minute and a half left, and I can't bring you in without asking you how the COVID-19 pandemic has affected some of this planning in terms of maybe just your ability to connect with the community or what you physically could accomplish in the next, well, now. I guess.
Yeah, well, COVID has definitely affected our world over the last several months, and it is affecting us now as we are seeing a significant surge in not only cases but also in hospitalizations, in the hospital. I wouldn't say that it's it hasn't necessarily disrupted our long-term planning because these plans have been underway and they continue to proceed because, COVID's dynamic will ebb and flow as it relates to our long-term vision. So we're really on that long-term path, but we would definitely encourage all of our citizens to be safe, to make to follow the recommendations, take the precautions to keep both themselves and their family members safe, especially going into this holiday season.
Justin, as always, we run out of time. We could always talk a lot longer. Justin Ferens, the Vice President of Strategy and Ambulatory Operations at Yuma Regional Medical Center. We've been talking about the future of healthcare in Yuma County. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Lou. All right.
This is Arizona Edition on KAWC.